The U.S. government has argued that its massive surveillance program is designed to protect Americans against terrorist attacks, so it also pays attention to what it fears might be the next generation of extremists. Recent reports have pointed to Islamic religious schools called madrasas as training grounds for terrorists in Pakistan. While many students attend for a purely spiritual purpose, some madrasas do teach an extreme form of Islam. But as Binish Ahmed reports, Pakistan's public schools may play a larger part in radicalizing the country's young people.
A group of young boys wearing tight crocheted caps rock back and forth as they recite verses from the Quran. Their voices, some loud, some hushed, resound through the domed mosque in a cacophony of swirling melodies. At 17, Muhammad Kamran Rafiq is one of the oldest in his class. He moved from Kashmir 4 years ago to live and study at this madrasa near the city of Peshawar.
I studied in a public school until 7th grade, and then I left to come here. I liked learning about my faith, and I had two friends who'd studied here. They said the teachers were really good, so I came and enrolled.
The madrasa provides Rafiq and his fellow students with room and board. Nearly every waking hour of the day is geared toward becoming a hafiz, memorizing the Quran in its original Arabic. Ghazi Wajid the Dame, who helps run the school, says the kids learn the meaning of the verses they read, but they avoid any particular stream of interpretation.
We only teach the memorization of the Quran. We decided to stop the other classes before they became an issue, because different sects interpret the Quran differently. That causes problems, so we basically dropped everything but just the words of the Quran.
The reality in Pakistan is that most students do learn a variety of interpretations of Islam, but not necessarily in madrasas. The public school curriculum was infused with religious undertones by the military dictator Zia-ul-Huq in the 1970s. Dr. A.H. Nair is a retired professor who studied the effects of this dramatic shift.
They had lessons on Islamic principles and Islamic practice and Islamic history, and books on English, and books on social studies, and in some cases also in books on mathematics.
More troubling, says Nair, is the very radical and militant view of Islam that was inked into the country's national public school curriculum and into the hearts and minds of students.
There were lessons in textbooks which actually told students, and still continue to do in the latest books, that jihad is enjoined upon all Muslims, and getting ready for jihad, not just by fighting yourself, but also, if you can't fight, supporting it by providing it money and help and so on and so forth is supposed to be duty of each and every Muslim. No wonder that jihad has now become so deep-rooted in Pakistani society.
Nair and others say it's ironic that people in the West equate madrasas with radical Islam, when the vast majority of school-age kids in Pakistan go to public schools.
Madrasa enrollments at most were about 1.5%. So think about it as, you know, kind of a fringe experience.
Jishnu Das is a senior economist at the World Bank. He's done a lot to debunk what's called the madrasa myth, the idea that Pakistani kids have gone off to religious schools to be radicalized en masse and sent off to commit acts of terrorism. While Das says this does happen on a small scale, the reasons for going to a madrasa tend to be far more benign.
It had nothing to do with poverty. It had nothing to do with availability. This was primarily one brother is going to public school, one sister is going to private school, one kid is going to the madrasa. Why? Because he wants to really learn the Quran and become a hafiz. I mean, you know, what do you do about that? One kid wants to become a priest, right? Should we say you're not allowed to go to the seminary? And that's precisely what it seemed like.
Back at the madrasa, Rafiq says he plans to go back to Kashmir to continue a secular schooling, though he'll continue his religious studies on the side. When I ask if he hopes to take part in militant jihad, a smile briefly flickers across his face. I'd like to, Rafiq says, but I don't know if I'll have the heart for it in the end. It's impossible to know where Rafiq's interest in jihad comes from, his public education, madrasa instruction, or something else entirely. Regardless, his quick grin is evidence enough that another generation of Pakistanis could easily be lured into a violent future, perhaps through the very institutions meant to give them a better life. For the world, I'm Beenish Ahmed, Islamabad.
This is PRI.